quote, very small price to pay for USA and world safety and peace. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stock prices have switched directions. The Dow is now up more than 230 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. March here on KPR, played by the Netherlands Wind Ensemble. The composer was Michael Haydn, or Haydn, not Joseph. We will hear from him in a little bit, in about 25 minutes. I think it's funny that, you know, they kind of have the same last name. It's spelled the same, but they're not the same person. Hi, I'm Destiny. Glad you're here listening to Kansas Public Radio with me. Speaking of Turkish, That inspires me to play for you Mozart's fifth violin concerto, known as the Turkish. There is a really, really fun moment in it based off of a Turkish dance. I think you'll really like it. If you haven't heard this one before, I've got Claudio Abbado again this morning with the Orchestra Mozart, which is a great name for an orchestra, and the violinist Giuliano Carmignola. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Symphony No. 5 here on Kansas Public Radio, the Turkish. Claudio Abbado, the Orchestra Mozart, and Giuliano Carmignola on violin. I'm Destiny. This is Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and I've got a Haydn Symphony coming up for you. Let me thank some of our sponsors who help keep all of this great music on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com. And the Folly Theater, welcoming French jazz singer Cyril Amy, whose music blends jazz, pop, and Caribbean rhythms. Saturday, March 14th at 7:30. More at follytheater.org. All right, Haydn Symphony No. 87. One of the main, I guess, features of this is the oboe solo in the trio. It's unlike any other that he had written before, kind of a new popular style. It's a festive symphony. So let's get right into it. It is right now on KPR with an orchestra whose name I really like, the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Siskeval Kirkin conducting, now on KPR. Haydn Symphony No. 87 here on Kansas Public Radio. Siskeval Kirkin conducting the Orchestra of the Age of the Enlightenment. Music about birds coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere. KPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we know you're busy, so we get straight to the point. We go to the people who have the facts, who know the story firsthand, and the decision makers, and we ask the tough questions.
So, Bobby, bubble or no bubble?
Is the system ready?
Is that statement true?
Do they have a plan?
What's in the deal?
What does this mean, then, for elections in the fall?
Get to the point with us every weekday morning.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, welcoming French jazz singer Cyril Amy, whose music blends jazz, pop, and Caribbean rhythms, Saturday, March 14th at 7:30. More at follytheater.org. And support for news on KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of the region's biggest challenges. Delivered weekly to email inboxes, more at flatlandkc.org/subscribe. This is KPR. Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates by using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. This is Kansas Public Radio. Rossini's The Thieving Magpie Overture here on Kansas Public Radio, Yoel Levy conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. More music about birds this hour, but in case you're wondering just what a thieving magpie is, this music is actually based on a French play about a bird falsely accused of stealing silverware. Oh, can you believe it? We'll hear from Respighi's The Birds in about 20 minutes, but right now, a fantastic guitar fantasia, Fantasia for a Gentleman. This is composed by Joachim Rodrigo, and I've got the Philharmonia Orchestra with Manuel Barreco on guitar. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman here on KPR, the Philharmonia Orchestra with Manuel Barreco on guitar. I'm Destiny. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and I've got Respighi's The Birds coming up. I'm sure the birds are chirping right now. It's 76 degrees outside here in Lawrence. Wow. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, celebrating Pi Day with clues to find examples of pi throughout the museum. Saturday, March 14th, 9 to 5. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. This afternoon, Jeff Watson has some this is funny. He has the Solitude Waltz for you. It's one that anyone can do. Get it? I love that. And a little piano music by Franz Liszt and Segovia. Concerto of the South. Sounds like a fun afternoon Jeff has planned for you. I've got a fun bird song for you right now. Respighi's The Birds in honor of this gorgeous weather. Sir Neville Mariner with Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Enjoy it with me now on KPR. Respighi's The Birds here on Kansas Public Radio, an orchestral suite played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. You know, to mimic bird movements and sounds. In honor of this lovely weather, I'm sure the birds are really happy, though I hope they don't get too faked out because cold weather is coming back. But just in the 50s, that's not so bad. I think that'll be for tomorrow. But today, going up into the 80s in some places, kind of crazy. I'm Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this hour. Jeff Watson is in with music for you this afternoon. Piano music and a Concerto of the South by Segovia and a waltz that anyone can do. The Solitude Waltz. That's awesome. I need to hear that. So I'm going to keep listening with you even when I sign off. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. Coming up Friday is Classics by Request, by the way, and I'm taking just a few more requests for this Friday, but you can help me plan future playlists, too. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There's a form you can fill out and let me know what you would like to hear across the airwaves. It's a fun show, and I love hearing from all of you and your great stories. It's a community playlist, which I happen to enjoy very much. KansasPublicRadio.org/classicsbyrequest.
Nothing complicates a friendship like time, silence, and success. Sarbat Hussein's latest novel, Strange Girls, is all about that. Two writers grappling with their undefined relationship.
The relationship doesn't progress and become something else. If it doesn't change shape, but also doesn't lessen in its intensity, what happens to that?
I'm Juana Summers, The Complicated Nature of Friendships, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during the storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com. It's 12:01, NPR News up next, and then more music for you here on KPR.
April runoff. Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.
The Dow is up 316 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-aged musicians. June 7th through 11th and 14th through the 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/mmc. There's the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Esa-Pekka Salonen, and a familiar tune from the composer Hugo Alfvén called Dance of the Shepherd Girl, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and I have some more classical music as we get into the afternoon hours. For this noon hour, we'll hear one of the transcendental etudes, a piano andantino by Franz Liszt, played by Claudio Rao. We'll hear as well music of composer Manuel Ponce and his famous guitar concerto, Concierto del Sur, or Concerto of the South. Music written back in the 1940s specifically for the guitarist Andres Segovia, and we'll have a rare recording of Segovia himself with the Symphony of the Air, all in just a bit, here on KPR. We continue with some dance music. You don't always need a partner for it. This is one piece that, by the title alone, indicates anyone could do this dance. It's from Emile Valteufel of France, The Solitude Waltz. Alfred Walter leading the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, next on KPR. And so ends the Solitude Waltz from the French waltz master, Emile Valteufel. We listened to the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic there, conducted by Alfred Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:22 now, and stay with us for the Symphony of the Air and guitarist Andres Segovia, with us in about 10 minutes for Concierto del Sur, or Concerto of the South, from Manuel Ponce, still to come, here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Speaking of the University of Kansas, on the campus right now, 78 degrees, and today warming up to about 83 under sunny skies. Quite nice at the moment, but that should change later this evening when we've got a likelihood of showers and thunderstorms late tonight. 80% chance of showers, thunderstorms of a severe level. Those are also possible tonight with lows around 42. Showers and possibly thunderstorms for tomorrow morning, 60% chance. And tomorrow's high, it cools off significantly to about 51. Next on KPR, in the company of pianist Claudio Rao, to play us music by Franz Liszt, to keyboard andantino, Transcendental Etude, number 11, on KPR. A passionate performance there by pianist Claudio Rao, and music by Franz Liszt, one of the Transcendental Etudes for you, Etude number 11, Andantino, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:32 now, and coming up at the top of the hour, our next NPR News update. Classical music continues till 3 today. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. We're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR has some great new items in our online store. Head over to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You'll find reusable shopping bags, mugs, water bottles, and umbrellas, all with the logo of your favorite public radio station. So start shopping and help KPR all at the same time. Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and click on Shop KPR. Thank you for your support of Kansas Public Radio. Time now to catch a recording of the Symphony of the Air. Music by composer Manuel Ponce of Mexico, and a guitar concerto written in 1941. Like many of the great guitar concertos written in the 40s and 50s, it was intended for the Spanish guitarist Andrés Segovia. And in this recording, one of the rare recordings we have of Andrés Segovia, he will perform alongside the Symphony of the Air, the Concierto del Sur, or Concerto of the South, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1941, the Concierto del Sur, or Concerto of the South, from Mexican composer Manuel Ponce, performed by the guitarist that the piece was intended for, Andrés Segovia, and a recording of him alongside the Symphony of the Air, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., stay tuned next for an NPR News update. Then the next hour of classical music brings us romantic delights, such as the piano quartet of French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, Prague waltzes from Dvorak, music of Brahms, and Wagner as well. Much more still to come in a wonderful afternoon of classical music here on KPR. Just a quick note that if you happen to have an old car or truck or motorcycle that's just sitting around and gathering cobwebs, one option that you always have is to donate the vehicle to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support of KPR. With more